From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Iran talks will go on. U.S. officials say enough progress has been made on the nuclear talks between Iran and six leading nations to warrant extending the negotiations into Wednesday. Negotiators in Switzerland had aimed to complete a preliminary agreement on Iran's nuclear program by midnight Tuesday, but differences remained between the two sides on the details of the framework agreement. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan thanked all Nigerians Tuesday for the opportunity to lead them as he conceded defeat in this week's presidential election. Former Nigerian military leader Muhammadu Buhari of the All Progressives Congress beat Mr. Jonathan and his People's Democratic Party by nearly 2 million votes. They were not able to vote in their country's elections, but the Nigerians here in the U.S. have been following the vote carefully. Miriamma Diallo has a report.
We're so happy right now, and I can't even walk right now.
Olayemi Faluzi is an attorney in the Washington, D.C. area. He says he's overjoyed about the results of his country's presidential election. Omolola Adeleosho is the executive director and co-founder of Act for Accountability.
We are excited because it is the showing of what civil society has actually been able to do.
She hopes that moving forward, President-elect Buhari can be held accountable to his campaign promises. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved a plan to extend his government's current natural gas arrangement with Ukraine for another 3 months. Russian authorities announced the extension Tuesday, just hours before a temporary agreement was set to expire. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund reports more than 150 children have been killed and maimed by landmines and unexploded ordnance during the past year in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions in eastern Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations reports the number of people killed in eastern Ukraine since fighting broke out last April now tops 6,000. This figure includes at least 109 children who reportedly were injured and 42 killed by landmines and unexploded ordnance. The UN Children's Fund notes, however, these only represent government-reported figures and do not include reports by Russian-backed rebels of injuries and deaths. After fighting has ended, killings go on in battle zones where landmines and unexploded ordnance are left behind. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Defense lawyers for accused Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have rested their case. The defense attempted to shift the jurors' focus onto his older brother, who they say masterminded the 2013 attack. There was fighting Tuesday in the center of Tikrit as security forces seek to retake the city from the Islamic State group. That's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. He's saying his security forces have liberated the southern and western sides of Tikrit and are moving to control the entire city. A member of Iraq's parliament tells VOA Iraqi forces have taken the major areas in Tikrit and that the city is under the Iraqi military control. At the Pentagon, a spokeswoman welcomed the news that Iraqi forces are in control, but she noted other areas of Tikrit remain under IS control and there is still more fighting to be done. U.S. President Barack Obama has told Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi that he will lift the hold on military aid to Cairo that was put in place after the coup in that country. The White House says Mr. Obama is lifting the hold on sending F-16 fighter jets, Harpoon missiles, and M1A1 tank kits. The White House says it is not certifying that Egypt has made progress toward democracy. Instead, the U.S. is maintaining the aid is in the interest of U.S. national security. The United Nations says that the last of its international staffers have left Yemen. A U.N. spokesman says the staffers will return when circumstances permit. He said the U.N. envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, has been relocated to Jordan. In Geneva, the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights is saying the situation in Yemen is alarming and dozens of civilians have been killed in recent days. Airstrikes continued for a sixth day Tuesday, destroying missiles and weapon depots around the capital, Sana'a. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.